Message number 3. Maintaining the one accord by the three substances of the power in the Lord's recovery. Prayer, the Spirit, and the Word. Roman numeral number 1. We can maintain the one accord by prayer, the Spirit, and the Word for God's move. We must be those who are toiling in the Word, laboring in prayer, and being diligent in dealing with the Holy Spirit. A. Prayer, the Spirit, and the Word are the three substances of the power in the Lord's recovery. Acts 1:14. These all continued steadfastly with one accord in prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses unto the uttermost part of the earth. 4:31. And when they had besought, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. B. We must pray that we might have the Spirit as the power to spread the word. 1. We must get ourselves saturated, constituted, and even soaked with the Holy Word. If we are burdened to preach the gospel, we must get into the Word and be persons who know the Word. 2. We should ask the Lord to bring our entire being into the light and be dealt with by Him to become persons of power, who are full of the Spirit within and without, essentially and economically. C. The early disciples could not have maintained the one accord if they had had different ways, means, agents, or substances for them to carry out the Lord's move on this earth. In order to maintain the unique one accord, we all must learn to do the same thing by the same way. D. We must not think of taking away other than prayer, the Spirit, and the Word. Any other way will cause dissension and division. Roman numeral number 2. Sanctification through the word results in oneness by dealing with the factors of division. Truth sanctifies, and sanctification issues in oneness. A. The sanctifying word, the sanctifying spirit, the sanctifying life, and the sanctifying God are all one. Therefore, if we are being sanctified, we are one spontaneously, because all the factors of division are taken away. B. In John 17:17-23, we see that sanctification issues in the genuine oneness, because this sanctification keeps us in the triune God. Verse 21 says, that they all may be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us. 2. The only way to be in the triune God is by the sanctifying truth that deals with all the factors of division. 3. By being kept in the triune God, we are one. But whenever we are out of the triune God, we are divided immediately. 4. We need to contact the Lord every morning, touch the living word, and have the divine reality infused into our being. As we contact the Lord in this way, the factors of division are overcome. 6. Sanctification through the word of the truth results in the oneness of the body of Christ, which is the enlarged oneness of the triune God. John 17:17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. C. There are 4 factors of division. 1. The first of these factors is worldliness. As long as we love the world in a certain aspect, that aspect of worldliness becomes a cause of division. 2. Another cause of division is ambition. When we contact the Lord through the Word and allow Him to infuse Himself into us, the truth thus imparted into our being kills our ambition. 3. A third cause of division is self-exaltation. We should be willing to be nobody and to exalt Christ as the only somebody, the one who has the universal preeminence. 4. The fourth factor of division is opinions and concepts. We should not hold on to our opinion, but simply pursue the Lord's goal. The recovery of Christ as life, and as everything for the building up of the church.
Roman numeral Number three, when we move out of ourselves and into the triune God, we are one and are even perfected into one to be in the one accord. Ephesians 4:4, one body and one spirit, even as also you were called in one hope of your calling. 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. 6. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. 8. To be sanctified is to move out of ourselves and into the triune God, and to allow Christ to live in us. In this way, we are perfected into one. B. This sanctification takes place by the Word, which is the truth, and by the Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. 2. The more we touch the Word, and the more the Spirit touches us, the more we move out of ourselves, we move from one dwelling place, the self, to another dwelling place, the triune God. 5. Once we are out of ourselves, we are sanctified, separated from the factors of division, and separated not only unto God, but also into God. 6. To have the genuine oneness and the one accord, we must first move out of ourselves and into the triune God, then we must allow Christ to live in us, so that we can be one with the saints in any locality. See, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected into one. This perfected oneness is the real building. It is the growth in life. 1. To be perfected into one means to be rescued from worldliness, ambition, self-exaltation, and opinions and concepts. 2. I in them. This means that the Son is living and moving in us. 3. You in me. This means that the Father is living and moving in the Son. D. Ambition is implied in John 17:21, self-exaltation in verse 22, and concepts and opinion in verse 23, John 17:22, and the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. 23. I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected into one, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. 2. In the divine and mystical realm of the process triune God, ambition is swallowed up, self-exaltation disappears, and concepts and opinions are killed. Here, there is no evil of division in the Satan-systematized world. Instead, there is genuine oneness. E. Genuine oneness is living in the Father, allowing Christ to live in us, and living in the Father's glory, His expression. 2. The real building, the oneness, and the one accord as the practice of the oneness is possible only in the triune God, and it is prevailing only when Christ lives in us. Then we can express the Father in glory and experience the genuine oneness. Roman numeral number 4. The book of Acts show the prayer that we need in order to be filled with the Spirit, essentially and economically, so that all our activities would be the activities of the acting God. A. The prayer that we need is the prayer that brought in the outpouring of the Spirit. B. The prayer that we need is the prayer that shook the earth and empowered the disciples with the Holy Spirit to speak the word of God with all boldness. See, the prayer that we need is the prayer of the apostle to match the ministry of the word. D. The prayer that we need is the prayer that brought Peter into a trance and brought a heavenly vision to him. H. The prayer that we need is the prayer that brought Paul into a trance and into the Lord speaking to him. Acts 22:17. And when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple, I went into trance.
Roman numeral 5. The book of Acts shows that our working together with God to build up the church is a spiritual warfare, and the prayer is a secret to accomplish God's work. Ephesians 6:17. And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the word of God. 18. By means of all prayers and petitions, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petitions concerning all saints. A. The prayers that we utter before the Lord must stand against and resist counter prayers that are directed particularly against the church and the work are currently out to build up the church. B. In order to maintain the one accord, to practice the oneness, we need to persevere in prayer, watching it with thanksgiving. We need to pray without ceasing, keeping ourselves intimately connected to the Lord. C. Prayerlessness is a sin. All in the Lord's recovery must be prayerful and stand against the sin of prayerlessness. Testimony. I would like to testify how I overcame the inner factors of divisions by contacting the Lord and pray, reading His Word. In April this year, 6 young people became 5th graders in elementary school, but none of them have yet been baptized. Among their parents, some were not yet saved or were not attending the church meetings. So I thought that if 2 or 3 out of 6 could get back to sharing the gospel propagations, that would be good enough. However, each time before going out for the gospel, as I sang hymns and prayed, read the word with the brothers and sisters, by exercising the spirit, faith was infused into me. I initially had the concept that it would be very difficult for all the 6 to be saved. But the more I prayed to the Lord, the more I was saved from my own concepts. My faith increased and began to touch the Lord's heart. Matthew 28:19 says, "Go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." And I simply chose to believe the Lord's word and pray together with the brothers and sisters for all 6 of the young people. After praying, we visited one of the brothers. His mother had already filled the bathtub with water. Everything was ready for baptism. After praying together, he gladly received baptism. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the end, all 6 of the boys were baptized during the gospel propagations and entered into the kingdom of God. 4 of them now gladly attend the Lord's Day meetings at the young people districts every week and enjoy the Lord. The other 2 are being contacted and nourished through home meetings. Through this experience, I realized that rather than holding on to my own opinions or natural concept, I need to pursue the Lord's goal simply by praying, read His word, and being filled with the Spirit. The one accord needed for the building of the church comes from prayer, the Spirit, and the Word.